CBS News Brief. State lawmakers in the South rushed to craft legislation after a state Supreme Court ruling giving frozen embryos the same rights as children. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
A Republican state senator in Alabama is planning to file a bill that he says could add protections for IVF because it would clarify that embryos are not viable until they are transferred into the uterus.
Nikki Haley faces an uphill battle against Donald Trump in tomorrow's primary in her home state of South Carolina. Coastal Carolina University political analyst Justin Vaughn.
I think this is still very clearly Trump country. There's little to suggest that tide has turned.
The Treasury Department set to announce hundreds of new sanctions against Russia in response to Alexei Navalny's death. CBS's Bo Erickson.
The sanction targets include companies, banks, and individuals inside Russia, as well as companies and people outside of Russia who provide materials to the Russian military.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiss Country.
Winona!
A few flurries or snow showers are possible this morning, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day. It's going to be a lot colder, too. High of 34 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 11. Tomorrow, sunshine 40. On Sunday, sunny 48. We're back in the mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go do yourself a favor. Get a cup right now over at 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI. I almost said the wrong call letters. So close.
You know what I was thinking when you were talking about them? I love their egg salad.
Yeah.
Like if you go there for lunch, I love their egg salad sandwich.
Great lunch.
I was dreaming of lunch already.
Good stuff over there. Go check it out. Our friends from the Ground Up, wish them a good morning. That wonderful voice you hear over there is CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good to see you, Terry. Good morning. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar for today and the weekend. Got a little bit of country music news and some requests for you all lined up. Terry, one of the first emails I got when I checked my work email this morning is one from you guys at United Way promoting Power of the Purse raffle.
It's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a great sign. Great way to start the day.
Yeah, so we do have our Power of the Purse event coming up on March 12th. This is a handbag silent auction, kind of a happy hour style event with, we say hors d'oeuvres, it's a lie, it's really a pasta bar.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got great food, drinks, you know, it's just a really fun time, but all of the dollars raised go toward supporting early grade learning and literacy here in our community. So, couldn't find a better mission for a fundraiser, right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And we do have a pre-raffle going on. And I think that's, you know, probably what the email was about that you received. But we have a Dooney and Burke, for those of you who know purses, we have a purse and wallet combination that we're selling tickets for now in advance of the event. And those are $1 each or six for five. So, you know, real easy way, $5 to throw your hat in for that. And that is one that you need not be present to win. So if someone can't make the event, because we've had a few people say, oh, you know, that date doesn't work for me or you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's still a way to get involved. And the biggest thing that we're supporting in our communities is Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And that's a book gifting program for kids birth to age five. And, you know, just so important that kids have books in their hands. And what we have found is that there's a lot of homes that just don't have books. And there's a variety of reasons for that. No one's being critical of anyone, but we're saying here's a way that you can have books in your home for your child, no charge to you. Something really cool that happened this week. We had a Women United meeting on Wednesday. And, you know, this is hot off the press, so you're the first to know.
Right.
We are expanding Imagination Library to serve all children in Adams County as well.
Well, all right. All right.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That is super exciting.
Oh, very cool.
So we're working on the logistics of that. It'll be a few months, you know, before we can get it. It takes a little while to, you know, get the agreement signed and, you know, get all the pieces in place. You know, but we're hoping by late spring, at a minimum, you know, at worst case scenario, early summer. But really hoping, you know, by end of April, early May, that we will be taking enrollments for children who reside in Adams County as well.
Everything begins with reading. Everything begins with being able to communicate, being able to understand that. We understand I think that there's a lot of great causes out there. I know there is, and you all know that. And there's a lot of great ways that you can use your investments. And I do call it an investment when you donate to things like this. To me, this is the greatest investment you can make, period. I believe that in my heart. And I say that with some bias. growing up, I moved around a lot. I come from a family of readers. They love to read. They believe that reading
is life. Well, your mom worked
at
the library.
Yeah. She worked at Book World for a long time. She worked at the library for a long time. It's something that means a lot to them. But growing up, my grandfather, my mom, all these people that I was around that I looked up to, I couldn't understand why I could not read like they could. And I moved around a lot. I had five different schools in 6 years. Every school I went to, they were learning something different. So I was always trying to keep up. And I was never tested. And I didn't find out until I was about 29, 30 years old that I have minor dyslexia. And I was struggling with reading all these years and not realizing why I was struggling and everything, no matter how hard I tried. But it could have been so much worse if I didn't have that, my mom and somebody and people in my life that were very adamant about, hey, we didn't have nothing growing up, but we had some books. We had like four or five books growing up that my sister and I got to read. And my mom was so adamant about hearing reading, like us, her
practice,
reading to
right?
us and
yeah.
everything. Yeah. And I have no doubt I'm not in this chair without those things. You know, how am I going to do this job without being able to read right, especially with dyslexia?
And there's really not a lot that you, I mean, there's a lot that you can do, but there's not a lot that you can be really successful at if you don't have, you know, good, strong literacy skills. And so we're so pumped about this. I mean, it's awesome. Right now we have about 450 kids in Southwood County that are receiving books each month, but having the ability and having the financial support to say we're going to expand it to a whole nother county, I mean, it's super. We're so excited about it.
Reading is so fundamental as far as anything these kids are going to do. It's one of the early ways we build confidence. Learning how to tie our shoes, learning how to read. These are early confidence builders. And we don't remember it. We don't, you
sure.
know, but these are huge things for kids as they're young. That builds up their confidence, which is confidence they can take into any field that they work in life, anything they do in life. This is an investment. We are not only affecting kids here, we're affecting the kids over there. That's amazing.
You know, James, I have to tell you, and this is like a mountain, right? So this is, I don't know that I'll see this happen in my working career, but when you get the Dolly Parton Imagination Library to be statewide, so if you get your entire state covered, then Dolly comes. You get to host her for a reception.
I just got goosebumps.
I know.
We got to do
so,
that.
So the state of Washington actually just made it happen. They had their, you know, like their big kickoff celebration back in August. And literally my counterpart, you know, at the Tacoma United Way said, we hosted, like we physically hosted Dolly Parton for the event. So how cool is that?
First, credit to her. That's awesome that she does that. That's above and beyond, I think. And we need to make that happen,
you know,
Wisconsin.
And something else that's really cool is the state of Washington, though, their public education, so their state, you know, superintendent actually committed. So the state covers half the cost of Imagination Library. And then the local affiliates, you know, like us, like a United Way covers the other half. So that's huge. You know, that was some really good leverage that they were able to get in place.
We got to get on that.
Yeah, I think there's like 16 states that are statewide. But I'm like, that would be really cool.
Oh, that is so cool. And it's a win-win. Not only do we get to have Dolly come here, which is amazing, but also, more importantly even, that we are covering the state. night with yeah, this amazing cool. program. Cool. Get your tickets and get your raffle tickets for Power of the Purse. Get to uwswac.org and find out more information. Power of the Purse coming up right around the corner. It's right, coming right
looking
up.
Looking forward
Terry.
To it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 23rd, 2024. It is National Curling is Cool Day. Well, we already know that.
Is that regarding temperature?
Yeah, it could be a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
You know, I think when curling first kind of came around here, how long do you think that was ago? 15, 20 years?
Oh,
20
yeah,
years
at least
ago?
20 years
probably,
ago. Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I think there was kind of a, like, people are like, what is that? Mm-hmm. But now it's pretty common. I mean, yeah. And there's lots of, I'm not even going to use the right word, you know, ice. There's lots of ice available
yeah,
for curling.
There's lots of
and
rinks. There's
the
of...
curling club, you know, here in town. But we have some friends that are part of it in Wausau, and they are like, I mean, they are crazy curling, like, all the time.
I believe they took some of the students from Howe over to the curling club.
Yeah,
other
they
day.
Can go. Yeah, they go for like field trips and demonstrations and stuff.
I talked to a young kid who got to do some curling and she wants to do it the rest of her life now.
That's
like,
awesome.
I mean, you know, who knows who gets a spark from something like that? And curling, I mean, I come from a hockey background. I'll admit, I find curling kind of cool. Like, it's kind of interesting.
Well,
I don't know how much
more to it than just pushing that stone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and the technique. I'm a big fan.
How fast of
technique.
A broomer you are?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I will admit. I should also admit I'm a bit of a neat freak. So I do a lot of you know, sweeping and stuff. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. National Play Tennis Day. A little difficult on a day like this, but I guess you could get out there.
Yeah, well, the... you know,
maybe indoor tennis might be
But the courts
idea.
Are clear.
They
it's
are,
not like they're
true.
Snow covered or ice covered.
Yeah, they are. Man, I love playing tennis.
I think pickleball's kind of taken over tennis.
Yeah, I think so. I'm curious to see how far that's going to go. Because they're already talking about it being an Olympic sport. They're already talking about professional pickleball leagues. LeBron James has is like behind some big group that's trying to get a professional pickleball league going.
Well, and I know there is, I don't know if you'd call it pro or semi-pro pickleball already. Our new, I don't know if it's fair to call him new, but our new CEO of the YMCA here in Wisconsin Rapids, he and his family are tied to pickleball.
Yeah,
his children. But yeah, there's a strong tie there, but yeah, it's definitely very popular and gaining even more so. But I don't think I've played tennis since I was a kid.
Oh, me neither. Yeah, I haven't played in my since
I have no idea why. Like, no idea why, but my parents had tennis rackets.
Oh, but you didn't have a tennis court, though.
We didn't have a tennis court. No, but I mean, but like, we would take them. Like, where we went camping,
oh, sure,
there was a tennis
sure.
court. We'd take them along, but I'm like, why do you guys have tennis rackets, you know?
When I tore my ACL and MCL and I fractured my ankle, they told me one of the best ways to get it back was tennis, playing
tennis. I suppose.
Tennis.
Think about that. Yeah. You know, you're moving at every single angle.
What I didn't know, part of the reason the doctor told me that is because it also helps you kind of, build confidence in that ankle again. You have a tendency to not want to put all your weight on it and not move.
Like, you're naturally going to move for that ball no matter what.
You're not thinking. Yeah. So it really did work. Really. And I ended up loving tennis. Though I'm with, like you, I haven't played since I was probably 18, 17 years old. Yeah. I would still pick up a racket. I actually want to try pickleball. Now I just remembered something. You know, Shane, Mayor Blazer, and I, along with our engineer Chuck, we've been joking about us forming a pickleball league, but now Shane's going to have some free time.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
There's a lot of active pickleballers at the Y. Mm. You just need to go jump in.
I have a feeling I'd be... I don't want to assume I'd be good at pickleball, but I feel like I'd be all right at it. At the very least, my length. I've got wingspan.
Your partner might not.
Wingspan.
Your partner might not like you.
Might not.
Because you probably won't stay on your own side.
Probably not. International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. How else would we get our dogs when they run away without dog biscuits?
And let's be real. Who doesn't like treats?
Yeah, yeah. We went over some really good stuff the other day about our animals and about dogs and how important it is to get them for walks, to get them out, get them in different areas so they're not smelling the same thing. You get tired if you read the same book every day. That's what it is when you bring a dog out into the same spot all the time and don't take them for different walks. But one of the things we talked about, too, is the importance of rewarding dogs. They don't understand language when you tell
them
they
understand
they're a good boy,
reward though
they
oh,
understand
yeah.
rewards though they understand that
have you taken Sam over to the new dog park?
No, I haven't gotten to yet.
No.
I'm dying to though.
It looks nice. We have a lot of land.
Yeah.
I mean, our dog can just run, so we just don't, but I've seen it seems pretty active. Seems like a lot of people are there.
Yeah, I'm cool. Very excited for that, especially come, well, I was going to say come spring, but I mean, we're already pretty much. Yeah. National Tootsie Roll Day. Yes, Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
I love Tootsie Rolls. Yes, big fan.
I used to hate it when you get a bajillion of them on Halloween, though.
Yeah, because I could get burned out of them, but then I'll come right back.
Yeah.
Sold in Hirschland's candy store in Brooklyn, New York, the Tootsie Roll candies were originally hand-wrapped and launched on February 23rd, 1896.
Wow.
Man, I didn't realize they'd been around that long. Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And they say they're chocolate flavored. I never thought of it that way. It doesn't never tasted like chocolate to me. I'm sure it is.
I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
To me, it's just its own flavor.
It's a little like Dr. Pepper. Like, I don't know how you would...
Yeah, it's not assigned to any kind of... Yeah. It's its own flavor.
I do love them, though. They're good.
I like them, too.
I'm not big on the other colored ones.
Me either.
I don't like
the fruit
green
ones?
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't taste the same. They just don't taste the same. I don't know.
No, and that flavor is only supposed to have... I mean, that texture is only supposed to have the regular Tootsie Roll flavor.
Completely agree. National Banana Bread Day as we wrap up today.
You know, not a fan.
No? Wow.
I'll bake it. My kids love it. Randy likes it. I don't. I like bananas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like banana like stuff. I don't like muffin banana muffins or bread. I don't know why.
I
never have.
I'm a big fan. My mom used to make it all the time growing up. This and pound cake. I'd always beg her to make the pound cake, though, because I love pound cake. That's some good stuff.
I like cranberry bread.
Oh, that's good stuff, too. Yeah. Pam just made some amazing cranberry bread. It's sitting in the
breaker. It's here now?
Yeah. You got to try
a piece.
It's really good. That's a tragedy. Great response. Take a quick look at this weekend. Our National Day of Calendar for tomorrow, February 24th. It is the Lantern Festival going on. That's huge over in Asia. National Trading Card Day, if you're into that. My dad will probably be doing some of that. Might even do some of it with Sheriff Becker. my dad and Sheriff Becker for about, it's got to be going on almost 5 years now. They've been doing this thing. I don't even remember how it came up, but Sean and I were talking off air, and we got talking about football cards. And we were talking about my dad in his kind of second act, if you will. And I was like, yeah, my dad, what are the things the only thing he's addicted to now is baseball cards. And joking with him about that. And he's like, yeah, me too. I was like, really? And we got talking about it. And I told my dad, and Sean was a good guy to my dad. And my dad was like, well, what teams does he like? So my dad gets him a card and gives it to him. Sean had a card for him.
Oh, funny. That's awesome.
And they've been doing it ever since. Cool. They've just been like, I don't think that they're necessarily trading cards, just giving each other cards and stuff.
Yeah, it's not like a barter, but it's just like, hey, you might like this one. That's cool.
I've talked to both of them about this, and it just is a matter of working out schedules. We're going to do a director's cut with the three of us.
Oh, cool.
Where we're just talking cards.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
There's definitely a following.
Yeah, it's going to be, especially after the pandemic. Like, people fell back in love with nostalgia. And ever since, it's just been nostalgia. And one of those things that's been rising up is football, baseball, all those
kind
of collecting cards.
Cards and comic.
Yeah,
like,
Magic
I noticed,
the Gathering
I was
stuff,
at a, I think I was just like at the Appleton Mall or something, and they were doing a show. I mean, I can remember years back when they used to do that, but I didn't even realize that those had come back. Yeah. And there were people everywhere.
Yeah.
It was
crazy.
Awesome.
It is a couple of other things for tomorrow. National Tortilla Chip Day. Love tortilla chips. Good
me too.
Stuff. And it is Open That Bottle Night.
Okay.
And World Bartender Day. I appreciate your fighting back a little bit. I appreciate that.
Actually, you know, there's a new winery that opened in Millidor, just north of Wisconsin Rapids. A couple that their kids are all out of the house, so they call it Empty Nest Winery.
Oh, good.
In the middle of nowhere. And they make their own wine. I think they have like 18 flavors. I was just there last weekend for the first time. Mm. So it's fabulous. Something to try. I might
try.
Maybe I'll try it tomorrow.
Yeah maybe. Open that bottle night tomorrow night. Let's see. You can always preview tonight if you want. And just a couple of things to touch on for Sunday, February 25th. It is National Chocolate Covered Nuts Day. That's a good one. National Clam Chowder Day. No, thank you. To each their own. I'm just not a big chowder person or anything.
I don't love clam chowder.
No. But more importantly, starting on Sunday, it's National Cancer Prevention Action Week. That goes on... it started on February 19th. It goes until February 25th, so it wraps up this Sunday.
Okay.
We've... talked about this. We put a lot of attention towards fighting this disease and fighting all diseases. Let's continue that fight. We owe it to the people that we've lost, and we owe it to ourselves. Let's continue this fight. I would like to think in this day and age, I know that things can be divisive and there's a lot going on. It's an election year, all those things, blah, blah, blah. Cancer. Like, who's not against that, right?
I mean, exactly. I'd like to think. I think we can all agree on that.
That cancer thing, I don't know. I think it's a misinformation. I'm pretty sure we have it. We understand. Let's all fight cancer. Let's all raise awareness to prevent cancer, and hopefully we can save some more people. Let's get to, and not coincidentally, we're going right to a Toby Keith song.
All right.
I wanted to make sure that that point hit home. Most importantly, for all the people that we have lost, and especially people like this man right here. It's Toby Keith, A Little Too Late on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
It's a little too late. I'm a little too gone. A little too tired of this hanging on. I'm letting go while I'm still strong enough to. It's got a little too sad, I'm a little too blue. It's a little too bad, you were too good to be true. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too late. Talk about what we can do about us anymore. The only time you will be wasting is the time it takes to walk right out that door. Yeah, talk about water under the bridge. You should know by now, girl, that's all this is. It's a little too gone, a little too tired of just hanging on. I'm letting go while I'm still strong enough to. It's got a little too sad, I'm a little too blue. It's a little too bad, you were too good to be true. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too. Heart of mine will take you back every time, don't you know? That's been two packs of cigarettes, a sleepless night, a nervous wreck a day ago. Now you ain't got no business coming around. I'm closing up the shop, shutting us down. It's a little too late, I'm a little too gone. I'm a little too tired of just hanging on. So I'm letting go while I'm still strong enough to. It's got a little too sad, I'm a little too blue. It's a little too bad, you were too good to be true. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too late. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too late.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar.
sunsets like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Let that surfside sand and wind mess up your hair. And let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Days will be long, but the years will fly right by. We'll never be as young as we are tonight, baby, ain't that right?
Country Legends 24/7. Randy Travis talking about his bread truck.
Who we bought it from had converted it into a truck to, you know, carry musicians with. Had five bunks in it, and it worked real well. The guys in the band didn't like it too much, but it worked for a while. Well, we got to where we were able to get a bus just a few months back, and so we're traveling with a bus and a bread truck now. We carry our concessions and, you know, our hats and T-shirts and things like that in the bread truck, and then me and the guys in the band travel in the bus.
One and only Randy Travis on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Let's dive into a little bit of country music news. Terry and James here with you. And we touched on this one the other day, Terry. I was actually getting into some random facts about George Strait. As I found this fun and our listeners have been enjoying. I've been, since doing the show solo, I'm adding some random facts and some different things about artists and songs. Just to, you know, kind of have some fun with these artists. And I personally, it's a little bit of homework for me. As I'm still learning the industry, learning this genre a little bit more and more as we go along. And every time I learn something new about George Strait, I think, well, I can't have more respect for him, and then I do have even more respect for him. And honestly, out of all the things I read about George Strait, and there's a lot, I mean, you don't get the nickname King of Country for nothing. They don't just hand that out and everything.
That's true.
He's got that nickname because, you know, 60 number one country hits, his long career, and is affectionately known as the King of Country, but... I think maybe one of the things, top three things I respect about him is this, that it's pretty odd that he, out of his first show, his first band, he got kicked out of. for not being considered country enough.
I know. I love that.
It's hilarious.
I know.
The Country Kings was the band that he was fired from, and I'm not sure if they're still around or not. I don't know if George has, you know,
I have no idea.
They've made good on this or anything, but man, that that does not age well.
You know, likely knowing just what I know about George Strait, I mean, we certainly are not personal friends, but but knowing what I know, he's probably friends with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
they're
yeah.
probably laughing oh, yeah. about it.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if I think I understand, they may have opened for him in some shows and stuff.
Like, oh, yeah. I don't know. But I do know that they booted him because, yeah, he just wasn't country enough.
It just goes to, you know, you keep at it. You keep at it.
Absolutely.
Keep at it. You never know what could happen.
Well, that's Lainey Wilson. I mean, she 7 times American Idol.
Yeah.
I mean,
There are so many stories of artists, not just in music, but in acting and so many things. Bradley Cooper is a great example.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper was the number two guy almost in like 90% of the auditions he went into, where he almost got the part just so close and doesn't get it. And the main reason that you see the people you do as celebrities, whether they're musicians, actors, I don't care if they're photographers, the main reason you see these people, it is not just skill, it is not just talent, it is a relentlessness. It is a, I am...
Oh, you have to be persistent, for sure, yeah.
The only reason I can guarantee you that I will make it as an actor, that I will be out there one day working as a professional actor, is because I am relentless. Because if I'll be 77 maybe when it happens, but it will happen. It will. I will not...
I'm sure that it will. When you're 77, what do you get cast as? The great grandpa?
Oh, yeah. And I'll make a good great grandpa.
It's not a bad thing.
It's a gig. It's a paid gig. Jelly Roll knows that better than most. And it's finally here. Jelly Roll's The Beautiful Broken Tour announced all of its 37 concert dates, and it is sure to be coming to a city near you. This is one of the most anticipated tours in country music in quite some time. Jelly had mentioned on Tuesday how nervous he was about this announcement. He said, "This tour is so big, it scares me a little to release the dates. I've never been nervous before, but this one is the one."
But you know, that's awesome, because it just shows that he cares so much about being able to fulfill the commitment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's you can tell he's thinking about, like, oh, can I actually do this? 37 shows is a lot.
Yeah. This is another one of those things where you want to watch, think before you hit send online. He wasn't at the People's Choice Awards, and a lot of people got bent out of shape about that he wasn't there and everything. And he wasn't there because he was at a juvenile detention center, like, taking care,
right,
helping kids and everything. He was doing,
sitting at home eating chocolates.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he was certainly living, doing
and
his thing.
Honestly,
right?
Probably something he committed to beforehand, or he
absolutely
might have
was.
Just done it,
it
some
was.
Other time. You know what I mean? But yeah.
From what I understand, part of this tour, the reason he chose a lot of the cities he did is because they have facilities nearby, and so he could go to those facilities and do both. Yeah.
Cool.
As of yesterday's announcement, the cat is out of the bag. Jelly wrote in the caption, "This is the biggest tour of my life, y'all, and I'm going to do it really, really big this year. I can't wait to see y'all at the show. Come party with us." The tour is set to open in Salt Lake City, Utah on August 27th, and will close in Charlotte, North Carolina on October 27th.
Wait a minute. 2 months.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot.
37 shows in 2 months.
Well,
think about that.
That's incredible. That is incredible. That did not sit it in right away. That is something. They will hit up to 20 states and perform in some major sports arenas around the U.S. I want to see if, here it is. I can click here and see. Oh, it's not going to let me because it's Twitter. And I refuse to call it X. I refuse. Let's see here. I want to see if they're coming near. Let's see.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Okay. Yeah.
Which isn't far. I mean, really.
No. I mean, I made that trip my whole life. It's not too bad. I was kind of hoping to see him in Milwaukee or Madison, but maybe the next tour, or if they add dates, especially a tour like this, it wouldn't be shocking to see them add dates.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Now I can see why he's a little nervous.
Yeah.
37 shows in, 60 days?
That's incredible.
That's no downtime.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for him.
The pre-sale, the tickets go on sale to the public March 1st. Pre-sale tickets start Tuesday the 27th at 10 a.m. And we wrap up, of course, with Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton's Pet Gala came out this Wednesday on Paramount Plus, and it looks like everyone who was in attendance had a blast. In addition to all the cute animals, we got to see Dolly perform with Lainey Wilson and Carly Pearce. And it got us thinking about some other Dolly stories we stumbled upon lately. Terry and I are going to touch on one of these here, and we'll get to the rest on WFHR our morning show and entertainment section over there. Did you know Dolly almost didn't do her 78 Playboy cover shoot? She said, "I didn't want to be naked unless everybody knew it was a joke." That's a credit to, I don't think I'll ever say this again and ever have said this. That's actually a credit not only to Dolly, but to the editors at Playboy. Like, to get to be in on the joke, to get to understand that, hey, Dolly's kind of, you know, there's a couple things that she's known for here at this point in time,
right.
Back in 78 when this is going on.
Yep.
And where she could have, I think, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that some artists would be taken advantage of in those situations when you don't have the clout that you do. We think of Dolly now, where she's got these 40 years of clout or whatever.
Right.
That artist didn't have that. But what she did have, spitfire. That you were not going to make that woman do anything she did not want to do, no matter what the age is. And I love that story. I like that. I like hearing more about that. And we'll talk some more about a couple of other of these stories over on WFHR's morning show. Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. For now, I can tell you that you got good music on your in your future. I see some George Strait, Clint Black, Dwight Yoakam, all coming up for you, along with Terry and James here on Sunrise Show at West Country 105.5 WIRI. Our show proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go ahead and check out there what they got over there at 250 West Grand Avenue. Start your day right with some good coffee from the Ground Up Coffee Shop right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Get ready for off-road adventure like never before at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. It's the Off-Road Warrior Giveaway, where you have a chance to win exciting prizes on select Saturdays through March 30th. Prizes include an ATV, UTV gift certificate to Power Pack Motorsports in Marshfield, a TV, or $500 cash. Visit Rewards Club booth or check HoChunkGaming.com/Nakusa for more information. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play for off-road excitement and fantastic prizes.
A few flurries or snow showers are possible this morning, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day. It's going to be a lot colder, too. High of 34 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 11. Tomorrow, sunshine 40. On Sunday, sunny 48. We're back in the mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Country legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Hi, this is Tanya Tucker.
He spends all his time trying to make love work out right. But the woman he loves, she don't feel the same. No, I don't know much about love, but at least 'cause when it don't come easy, there's no natural flow. If it don't come easy, oh, you gotta let it go. 105.5
FM. Country Legends 24/7 with Kenny Chesney.
You know, George Strait has meant so much to me in my career and my life, you know, and he and I have become really great friends throughout the years, and he's taught me a lot directly and indirectly, and he's just been somebody, I mean, that I've looked up to a long time.
Made it final today. I gave you all I had, you made your getaway. All the love we once made turned to memories today. I left the courtroom and went straight to the church. I hit my knees and told God how much I hurt. There's nothing left of my heart. It's gonna be so hard to make a new start. 'Cause today friends say I'll make it all right. I'll recover and start a new life. But that'll be so hard to do. 'Cause living ain't worth living without you. 'Cause today
America's music from Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Yeah, I'm not bragging or complaining, just talking to myself man to man. This old metal that I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up a loner. I don't remember having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone book and looking. looking for my daddy's name in every town. And I meet lots of friendly people, and I always end up leaving on the lam. Where I've been and where I'm going didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. Nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant bench in City Square, or if I'm working on some road gang, or just living off the fat of our great land. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I've got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. Never been nobody's idol, but at least I've got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am.
'Cause I'll be strong, maybe it won't be long. been burning bright for so long I can remember. Pretty girls and late night bars seem to be my line of work. Believe me when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its vibe. But don't give up on me. Promised you life, but with an empty bed and the words I said don't carry any weight. If I could take back yesterday, find a way to start it over, I'd turn around, put that bottle down, and I'd pray it's not too late. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you? This road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me.